Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor with you. Bob Casper is out this week, spending some time with his family, but not to fear, we're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy, who is co-hosting with us. We got a lot to talk about. Five in a row. Whoa, Nelly! And Scottie Scheffler continues his sensational run, following up a green jacket with a tartan jacket, winning a signature event for four out of five for him. I mean, he is a six-footer away from five in a row himself. Some pretty impressive stuff. So oftentimes when there's schedules that don't quite line up, we'll do a best of show, and we're going to do a little bit of that coming up on the back nine, hour number two. But just felt with so much going on with Nelly and Scotty and what they were doing, it warranted not having a best of and dedicating the time to their greatness that we've experienced over the last several weeks. Caddy, and then just as we were coming in off of the local show here on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, we were talking about Frankie Kapan III, who opened up the Korn Ferry Tour this week with a 58. So as the caddy so aptly put it, it is the big three. It's Scotty, Nelly, and Frankie right now, which was really clever, by the way. Caddy, what's up, man?
I think they got it wrong. Frankie didn't go to Hollywood. Frankie went to Texas, and he took some names. That's what Frankie did.
I like it. I can at least give you the rim shot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Golf is hard, man. I mean, you want to make the tour? Well, give Frankie a call and ask him how it's going. He just had 58, and he's not on the PGA Tour, by the way.
Oh, man.
Not yet.
They do have the Battlefield promotion with three wins. Do you think there should be a 58 promotion?
I think there should be a signature event 58 promotion. If you shoot 58, you get in the next signature event.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Earn some money.
They just throw you right in.
All right.
Yeah.
The suggestion from the caddy. Hey, when we come back, we're going to get into what Nelly did last week at the Chevron, winning her fifth in a row, exclamation point, with a major. Scotty Scheffler, are you kidding me? He continues to do what he does. Now he's going to enjoy some much-deserved paternity leave as he welcomes his first child to the world. So we got all of that. We'll continue talking a little bit about Frankie as well. We got a good show for you. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal.
Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honor Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com for all the details on the new Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, the resort amenities and the real estate that is available. And of course, you can go to blackdesertevents.com for more details on the upcoming PGA Tour FedEx Fall event this October 10th through the 13th. So Black Desert Resort, blackdesertresort.com for the real estate, blackdesertevents.com for the tour event coming. And then of course, don't forget, we got LPGA coming a year from next month, which we're really excited about as well. Brian Taylor, Bob's out this week. The caddy is sitting in. So it's Brian and the caddy, BT and the caddy this week, which is super cool. We're excited about that. So caddy, let's start with Nelly and the Chevron Championship. So Nelly Korda goes out there. She's already won four in a row. Now she's playing a major championship. And she keeps herself in contention. Down the back nine on Sunday, she's got a lead. And afterward, you could tell she started to lose it just a little bit. And she said afterwards when she finished, she's like, I can breathe. That was the hardest back nine. She's like, my stomach hurts from the pressure. I love A, that she admitted that. You could see it. But pressure's an interesting thing. She's obviously on top of her game. She won the major, her fifth in a row, which is historic. But then to be out there admitting that she couldn't breathe during the whole thing, and we're not going to get into the slow play just yet, but we will touch on that. But how about dealing with that kind of extended pressure with all of that on the line? Back nine, Sunday, major championship. Pretty cool stuff.
Yes, the strongest prisons have no fences or locks.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying about pressure.
That's deep.
It's all self-imposed, isn't it? No one can put pressure on you in golf. You can only put pressure on yourself. A defensive lineman can put pressure on a quarterback, but there's none of that in golf. It's all the mental game. And yeah. You hear Nicklaus talking about it, and he said he would try to look around and have fun and look at the crowd and enjoy being where he was. And I think Jack was the master of that. But it's really interesting to hear Nelly, because you think when you watch someone like Nelly Korda, you think, wow, if I was Nelly and I had that beautiful golf swing and I had won four in a row, how am I going to feel too much pressure coming down the stretch? I'm the person to beat. I'm the top dog. I'm her, right? Isn't it amazing that I can't tell you how many stories I've heard from tour pros. Billy Andrade had won a tour event for years. He's leading Vegas. He's like 6 under for the day on Sunday. He's playing great. He's got 2-shot lead. That fairway on 18 at Summerlin, you can't hit it left. Left is a hazard. It's no good. But you've got 80 yards right to hit it into. And he said he got up on his drive, and he starts juking to the right a little bit, and he looks up, and he sees this fence that's literally 45 yards right of the fairway. It's so far over there, but it's out of bounds. He's played here for 20 years, and he said, I never even realized that fence existed. And I looked at it all of a sudden and said, oh, that's out of bounds. He had to back off and reset himself, and he hit a beautiful drive, and he won the tournament. But it just goes to show you, the tour players are not at all exempt from crazy thoughts going through their heads. Sometimes they might be thinking they're going to chili dip a pitch shot. Sometimes they might be thinking they're going to snap hook one out of bounds. They're just really good at dealing with it. And that's what Nelly did. She dealt with it and got it done.
So Caddy, she was asked afterwards, and that's really well said. She was asked afterwards what was enabling her to do this. And she just said, there is a key to the simplicity. A key to the simplicity in her game. Scottie Scheffler didn't say it that way, but that's pretty much the way Scottie goes about it. I don't even know what it means. It's almost like it's this riddle, but it's one that's like, I want to take whatever she said out to the range and try to find it. And yet she gave us this little riddle, and I don't know. I don't know how to solve it, but there's a key to the simplicity, and I love that.
You can't solve the riddle on the range at all. As you know from your experience in the club championship last summer, until you get in there, Bobby Jones had a great line. He said, tournament golf is nothing like regular golf, and major championship golf is a different game than tournament golf. Mm. Not just different, but a different game. And you experienced your club championship, didn't you? You had feelings that you can't practice them. You can't replicate them. You have to experience them and learn how to deal with them. That's why it takes some guys, most guys, with few exceptions, many failures to succeed. That Michael Jordan will tell. He talks all the time about how much he failed. All the time. He'll tell you he missed 6,000 shots in his career. He'll tell you he missed 27 game-winning shot attempts. Does anybody remember that about Michael Jordan, that he missed 27 game winners? No. Mm. They just remember the one he made in the playoffs or in the championship game, right? You can't practice it. You can't prepare for it. You can't have a mental coach tell you this is going to happen. This is what you do. You just have to experience it and learn how to deal with it. Some people do, some people don't.
In terms of the accomplishment, and again, I don't want to, let me rephrase it. What was more challenging last Sunday? Nelly trying to go 5 in a row and win a major, or Scottie trying to win another one coming off of a major? To me, they're both equally challenging, but for different reasons. I would think it would be real easy for Scottie to have a letdown last week, and he didn't. And I think it would be really difficult that the 5th in a row that you're trying to win happens to be a major, which you just quoted Bobby Jones as being a completely different game.
Well, there's more, you'd have to objectively say, much more difficult level of difficulty for Nelly, because it's 5 in a row. Scottie wasn't going for 5 in a row. So 5 in a row itself is a big deal. And then it's a major, and Scottie wasn't going for a major. He was going for a big tour event. So much more, it should have been more relaxed for Scottie, and it looks like it was. But again, everything we're talking about is self-imposed stress. Nobody's imposing anything on you. If you were the greatest mental capability person of all time, you could play Nelly's final 9 holes like it was a practice round, and she could have walked in and said, I felt no stress at all. That was the easiest thing in the world. Or she could say, what happened? Now, that's all self-imposed. It just is. Nobody's putting that on you. It's just, how do you deal with it? And she successfully dealt with it, but it was difficult. And it's hard. Anybody who's swung a golf club and gone out to play a round of golf has experiences this in little doses or big doses. Maybe you come to a hole, it's real tight, there's condos on either side, and if you hit a bad shot, you're going to break a window or maybe hurt somebody or, you know, whatever. It's going to tighten you up. Well, that's all self-imposed, right? So that's the thing about golf that I used to describe tournament golf as like kicking a field goal on every shot, basically.
Why is that?
I mean, it's all self-imposed pressure.
Oh, I see.
On every, you know, and it's just you. But it's every shot you hit. And some of them, yeah, it's just the mental game is wild. All I can tell you is if you're a golfer who's having a struggle with it, understand that everybody does. The pros get way more nervous and psychoed out than you probably think they do. They're just good at dealing with it. And if you play 25 tournaments a year, of course your mental game's going to be better under pressure because that's all you do. It's normal for Scottie Scheffler to come down the stretch with a chance to win a tournament. He's done it a billion times. He had a 70% win rate as a junior. Let's think about that for a second.
Wow.
That's a strong mental game, right? When you win 70% of your starts as a junior golfer, you got a strong mental game because you know how to win. Right? That's what Michelle Wee didn't do because she didn't play a lot of junior golf. She didn't have a strong winning mental game, in my opinion.
Interesting.
In my opinion. Yeah. I think Tiger clearly had that. Jordan Spieth had that. You see the young guys who come out and have success right off the bat, like Jordan or Tiger. Not surprising. That's all they've ever done in their life is win. That's all they've ever done. Why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't Tiger come out of Milwaukee and tell Curtis, I expect to win? It's realistic. That's all he's ever done at every level.
He's been programmed right? for it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he's used. That's normal for him. It's normal, right? Scotty, it took a little longer to, you know, but Scotty was a very good college player, great junior player. He won the U.S. Junior, for example. Zalatoris, same way. Zalatoris was a great junior and a great college player. It just doesn't come out of nowhere, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. Yeah, for sure. Hey, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Scott Michaud is going to join us. He's with the Global Golf Post and the Daily Drive. He wrote a great article on Nelly and Scotty and what's going on right now and why you should be tuning in. And then when we come back, I want to get the caddy's take on some of the things he mentioned, including why the ratings are down and how difficult it is for Scotty to compare himself from a showmanship standpoint to how Tiger Woods went about his winning back in the day. We'll do it all as we continue. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weisskopf Championship-designed golf course is next level, with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's blackdesertresort.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and welcoming in a good friend of ours. We reconnected with every year at Augusta National for the Masters Tournament. He's a local guy there, but of course he covers the Masters for the country of Ireland. Right? I mean, that's what I like to give him a bad time about. But he's with the Global Golf Post. He also writes for the all-new Daily Drive, which hits my inbox and always intrigues me. And when I saw his article about Scotty and Nelly, it was so well written. I was like, you know what? Let's get Scott Michaud back on the show. Scott, how are you, man?
I'm great. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good. So how's everything in Ireland? That's the first point of interest.
My understanding is it's raining, so I prefer the Georgia Bureau.
That's a good guess, pretty much 90% of the time, right?
So they've had a rough year.
Yeah, exactly. But you wrote for the Augusta Chronicle for a long, long time. And how many Masters have you now covered?
I believe this was 28 this year. Wow. I started in 97 with Tiger, and have done every one since. Yeah, it was. It was a very, very promising beginning.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we used to occupy that old, in the old press building there, that back row. We sort of flanked the entrance to the media dining. And that was, I kind of, in some ways, I kind of missed a little bit of the charm of the old building. But the new one is, wow. I don't even know what to say anymore about that place. It's unreal.
It's hard to complain about the new building, but I do miss the charm of the old place, and I love being the gatekeeper to the to the food and the Krispy Kreme donuts.
We were the first in. We knew when the light was on, right, as they say. So, hey, your article that you wrote recently about both Scotty and Nelly, this is pretty cool stuff. And you just mentioned coming in and starting to cover the Masters when Tiger Woods, you know, won in 1997, and what that did for the game of golf. It's unreal. I mean, we were a couple years later starting Real Golf Radio in 1999, and it was just, you know, Tiger mania. I don't know that it's Scotty mania just yet, but I don't recall world number ones in both the men's and women's games doing what they're doing right now, except for maybe Tiger and Annika back in the day. What is just kind of how big is what Scotty and Nelly are doing right now? How big is that for the game?
You know, I wish it was seen as bigger. You know, by the people right now, because the weird place that golf is in, a lot of people are tuning out a little bit, and they're not paying as close attention to what is an extraordinary story going on between the two of them. I mean, Scotty is playing golf that Tiger Woods used to play. He doesn't do it with the same flair and charisma that Tiger did, which may be why people aren't, you know, as drawn to him as everybody was Tiger when he came out. And Tiger's a once in a lifetime kind of character in any sport. But Scotty's golf is second to none. I mean, it's extraordinary what he's doing on the golf course right now. And Nelly, her consistency on the LPGA tour is unbelievable. I mean, that's only happened twice before that that people have won five in a row, and they happen to be all-time Hall of Famers, Nancy Lopez and Annika Stornstam. I'm kind of glad she took a week off to sort of maybe get down off the high of winning the Chevron Championship last week to see if she can get six in a row the next time, because I think she would have been totally burned out if she tried to play again this week in L.A.
No doubt about it. Scott Michaud joining me here on Real Golf Radio. You actually opened up your story with, please pick up the remote and turn golf back on. You recognized in that first paragraph that that golf fans might be upset, disillusioned, frustrated, or whatever with the current narrative. How big of an impact is that right now, do you think, on golf fans? I mean, considering the Masters ratings were down. Now, I'm also trying, this is a two-part of this, and I get accused of asking long questions, so sorry about that. But I think some people are digesting media differently. Maybe, were those ratings consistent with just CBS, or did that also take into what people were consuming over Masters.com and their app?
It clearly doesn't take into account that, and I don't think the Masters delivers those kind of numbers. And I bet they're enormous. I mean, if you had to ask me, I would say that more people consumed parts of this Masters visually by a video or streaming or something than have ever done before, because that app is amazing. But the TV numbers, the broadcast numbers are down. And I think a lot of that has to do with sort of this anger over what's going on at the top of the men's professional game right now, between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, and so much talk about money. It turns some people off. But the golf itself, I wish people would turn that back on, because it's been extraordinary.
Yeah. Do you think there's any case to be made that it's diluted, that the product on the PGA Tour is diluted given the number of players that have gone to LIV?
A little bit, but you know, that wasn't the case at the Masters. I mean, you had all the people that needed to be at the Masters were at the Masters. I know some LIV people will, you know, quibble over a Taylor Gooch, but last I checked, Taylor Gooch didn't make any of the previous majors any more interesting when he got in them. So I really don't think there was anybody not there that didn't need to be there. And it was still the Masters. So the fact that those numbers were down on CBS is telling, it's revealing. But, you know, I don't think it's diluted to the point of it not being watchable. And I really don't think it'll have a great impact in the future, because so many new stars like Ludwig Aubert and these guys are coming up that, you know, there's always a replacement.
There always is, and that's the thing. I remember when Jon Rahm announced, I was like, this is huge. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe Jon Rahm is leaving the PGA Tour. This is massive. And then I had a couple of guys ask me the other day, hey, what's Jon Rahm been up to? Has he been playing any good? You know, it's our attention span is so short now with Twitter and all of the social media, the instant gratification and all of that kind of thing. The real risk of leaving to go to LIV Tour, for instance, at least at this point in time, given that nobody's really watching that, is that they kind of fall into obscurity. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not good players anymore. That doesn't mean that there couldn't be a good product eventually on that side. It just is right now, it's how quickly people are forgotten is remarkable.
It really is. I mean, that some of those pictures that they had of Jon Rahm playing, I know it was in Saudi Arabia earlier this year, and they don't have many people show up there. It's not like this week where they're going to have tons of people in Australia, a different animal. But watching Jon Rahm hit into greens with not a single person around it, it seems sad to me. Yeah. Because I'm like, man, this guy's talent is being wasted in that market, you know, because nobody's watching. But then again, maybe this week he'll be, you know, his enthusiasm will be lifted by the amount of people who are going to show up in Adelaide, South Australia, because, you know, they embrace it down there. And maybe that'll sort of spark his interest again, because it looked like his interest was fading a little bit.
I had a conversation, which I love to do, underneath the tree there at Augusta. It's one of my favorite parts of being there. And it was with a credible source who said that John Rahm's comment about the LIV Tour, which he would never do on record, is that it just feels like dead air, that there's not a purpose, that it's as if you're beating a drum and there's no sound coming out. I thought that was really, really interesting to hear that. If that is in fact true, that kind of plays into the idea that it's a bit of a letdown, that there is this, these players are, not only are they good players and they want to get paid for it, but they also want some recognition, especially those in their prime. And you don't get that just yet over there at LIV Golf.
No, you certainly don't. And that's why I do hope that there's some kind of arrangement made that we can get those guys in more meaningful tournaments, because the LIV tournaments haven't proven to be meaningful yet. Maybe one day they will be. You know, and they make some tweaks to things, and Rahm certainly seems open to trying to get them to change some of the things they do. He's already talking about going to 72 holes and things like that, and really encouraging it right in front of Greg Norman. So I think getting those guys back in the what we would call the normal golf ecosystem is kind of important, because I do feel like they sort of fall off the map when they're playing in a vacuum at LIV.
Scott Michaud joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Let me get back to your article here on the Daily Drive. This paragraph was so good that you wrote, by the way. The only thing that was, you're talking about Scottie Scheffler, the only thing that Woods had on Scheffler was the showmanship. Woods was all fist pumps and howls and attitude when he trampled his peers. He wore red and black every Sunday like it was his Marvel uniform that conveyed superpowers to his challengers. He exerted his will on the golf course, and his outsized stardom drew all the oxygen. You went on, and it was so good. Let's see this next line here. Dramatic shots that left tongues wagging and rivals dragging. Brilliant. I was like, literally, like, I got to call Scott. That is so good. So, and then you followed up with Scotty isn't really any of that yet. How big or how important is it? I mean, if Scotty's going around playing the same kind of golf as Tiger, but without the showmanship, is that how, I guess, I don't know how to measure that, but is that a big deal, do you think, to most golf fans or many golf fans?
Well, I mean, it certainly plays out in the ratings. I mean, Scotty's a popular guy. I mean, people like him. There's nothing not to like about Scottie Scheffler, but he's not the personality that Tiger is, and not many people are. And golf only has a few of those guys that come every now and then. You know, Rory seems to have a certain magnetism about him. Rahm has a magnetism about him. Scotty's not a magnetic personality. He, like Ricky Fowler in a way, he's a little bit vanilla, but his golf game is not. His golf game is extraordinary, and I think it's fun to watch him swing the ball, because I love watching his feet move like that, and I can't believe it works. You know, that somebody along the way didn't say, hey, you can't do that. You know, that'll never work, you know, at the highest level. Well, guess what? It works better than anybody else's works at the highest level. You know, he's taken out one side of a golf course with the way he moves his feet like that. He doesn't make big mistakes. And you know, maybe if he takes more chances and hits more daring shots like Tiger would do at times, it would, you know, amp up his recognition factor. But it's just not who he is. And, you know, you're just going to have to appreciate the excellence of his game.
And you mentioned the same thing about Nelly Korda, how she sings a similar tune. And her quote, and I loved this too, I listened to her interview and you quoted this in your article, "I think there's a key in the simplicity that I have when I play." I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know how to take that to the range and find that and make my game better. But there is something that resonated when she said there is a key in the simplicity. And maybe that's just what it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for see ball, hit ball, and not going all Padre Harrington on the world and trying to change everything, every swing. You know, these two, they believe in what they're doing when they step up to the golf ball, and that works. Whereas you got guys right now who clearly aren't believing in what they do every time they step up to a golf ball,
and it doesn't work. And so simplicity, man, if I wish I had that in my game.
Yeah, yeah, don't we all? Don't we all? And you went on to point out that Scheffler leads the PGA Tour in 30 statistical categories, a figure we can't perfectly compare to Woods in 2000 before ShotLink, but is kind of right up there with what Tiger did. So kind of in summary here, we've got Nelly, we got Korda, or excuse me, we got Nelly, we got Scotty. They're both playing at an extremely high level, dominating both of their tours. So regardless of all the other noise that's going on, this is a great time to tune in and watch golf.
It really is. It really is. And I can't wait till, you know, still Scotty gets back from his paternity leave here and hope it's in time for the PGA Championship. And I want to see if Nelly can do it again. I mean, man, six. That would be incredible.
That'd be unreal. Scott, thanks so much for taking the time. Great work there on Daily Drive and, of course, Global Golf Post. We appreciate it. It's good to check in with you and see you at Augusta as well. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Brian. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Scott Michaud joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. More of the show next.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weisskopf Championship designed golf course is next level, with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's BlackDesertResort.com.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic. Not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
Our friends at Mountain Land Supply want you to know it's time to apply Step 2 fertilizer to your lawn. Did you know that till the end of April, they're offering a free spreader when you purchase a pallet of Step 2 Mountain Star fertilizer? Share a pallet with your neighbors or raise funds for your community, school, team, or local scout troop. See our friends at Mountain Land Supply from Logan to St. George and West Jordan to Vernal to save big on fertilizer this spring. Or go online at mountainlandsupply.com. That's Mountain Land Supply.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor. Bob Casper's out this week, so America's favorite caddy has been sitting in and filling in for Bob and doing a great job. And you know what? It is the Zurich Classic this week, and so they all have their walk-up music, their theme music, and it's only right that we give the caddy his.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy, on Real Golf Radio.
Because it's a pretty dang good walk-up song right there. I mean, it just gets the juices flowing, right, caddy?
Yeah, that's a tough one to match. I think there's some other good ones, though, like, you know, my milkshake's a good one, and my Take on Me, I think, is the best one, because the crowd all tries to sing it, and it's just a debacle. So
okay.
When they hit those high notes, you know. But yeah, the walk-up song's cool. I like the walk-up song.
The Enter Sandman was the best, right, for Mariano Rivera when he would come in as the closer.
I believe that's what Patrick Reed used for his now.
Really? Okay. All right.
Somebody had to go there, right? I mean, you know.
Oh, that was a good one. You caught me off guard on that one.
Well, you know, we have a repertoire.
Oh, man. I talked to a guy that was hanging out with us, Mark Melanson. Many of you guys know him. He pitched in the major leagues for like 16 years. His first call-up, he told the story, shared the story. It was unreal. His first call-up, he gets the call, and he's playing triple. He's warming up, and they're like, we need you up right now. And he's going to Fenway to play with the Yankees. That's his first call-up. So he gets this plane, and he doesn't have an – he just has to take a regular flight, and he's in some little town. I don't remember where. So he finally – it was this whole story about how they got on the plane, that he and his wife, they finally get up there. They get to the ballpark. I mean, it's already like game started or something. They take him in, and Rivera's sitting there, and he's like, let's go. We got to get ready. We need to be out there. He's like – you can imagine. He's like deer in the headlights, right? And Rivera's telling him to hurry up. So they – in between innings, he finally gets all dressed, gets his uni on, and then they go jogging – through Fenway out to the bullpen, and you know, he didn't pitch that game, but just the whole idea of that. I mean, that's so cool. So cool.
Oh, just that would be the most amazing thing. The pinstripes jogging to the bullpen in Fenway. Wow.
That's that, too good. How's that a welcome to the major league moment?
Welcome to the majors. Yeah. At least you don't have Clemens throwing at your head, right?
Right. So, yeah, good point.
But I just thought I got the best walk-up I've ever seen. The best walk-up was when they had, I don't even know the guy's name, but it's the dude who played the trumpet song live during the game as a walk-up for the reliever coming in. That was the best one. If you haven't seen it, you got to look for it. I think it's Timmy the Trumpet or something. Anyway. That's the cool walk-up one.
That's the one. All right.
Yeah, that's the hands-down winner. Yeah. Okay. But anyway.
All right. I like it.
We got a lot to talk about here. Yeah. Lots of stuff.
Yeah, we do. So Scott Michaud was just on there, and you didn't have the benefit of listening because I recorded that before you came on. But one of the things that he talked about in his article in the Daily Drive was the what Scotty's doing right now and the numbers that he's throwing up, but he's just not – doesn't have that same flair – that Tiger Woods has. And it's interesting because he the language that he used was so good, so well written. I don't know if you could ever be the showman of Tiger. I don't know if you could ever quite do it the way he did it. And nobody really ever has. I mean, Arnold had his kind of swagger. And he's the one. I mean, when you think of swagger and that kind of showmanship on the golf course, is there really anybody other than Palmer and Tiger? I mean, I know other people have their deal, but those were the two, weren't they?
Chi-Chi?
Yeah, it's a little, I guess, but different.
Here's the thing, right? I bet you the first time Chi-Chi did the sword, he just did it and didn't really think about it, right? He probably just did it, and then he's like, ooh, I got a shtick, let's keep it up. So my player asked Tiger one time, he said, he was paired with him in the final round of a major. And he said to Tiger, tongue in cheek in the locker room, he goes, you pull any of that fist pump stuff on me, I'm bringing it right back at you. You know, and Tiger got the biggest kick out of that. But then he asked him, he said, hey, do you like practice this stuff? You plan it, whatever. And Tiger goes, I've never thought about it. It just happens. It just happens in the moment. Never think about it.
That's the difference. That's the difference between Chi-Chi's was a shtick, and that's what I was going to actually say before you said it, is it felt like a shtick. Tiger just, and Palmer too, I think that was just kind of his, he just had the flair for the dramatic. This is what Scott Michaud said in his article on Daily Drive. He said, he exerted his will on the golf course and his outsized stardom drew all the oxygen. His confidence and skill was such that he always seemed to be able to reach a little deeper at certain moments to pull off dramatic shots that left tongues wagging and rivals dragging. I thought that was really amazing. That was great writing.
Well, how about Sebi for doing some of that stuff?
Okay.
Sebi was good at it.
Good point.
Right?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really good at it. No, it's great. I mean, you watch Tiger. It's awesome for the crowd, for the player to react like that. Even someone who's really much more low-key on it, but like let's look at who's the coolest golfer in the history of the planet. Mm. And he has the coolest little reactions is Fred Couples. I mean, think about it, right? He doesn't react a whole lot, but it's like subtle stuff, but it's Freddie, so it's like the coolest thing you've ever seen. And then Jack lifting the putter with his left hand, that was his signature thing, right? Like he did when he made the yes sir putt on 17. The way he would lift the putter with his left hand. So that was Jack's move. And I bet if you ask Jack, he never even real, you know, he didn't do it on purpose. He just did it. It's just his way of doing it, right? So different guys have different things, but it's cool to have the emotions. I'm pretty sure Ben Hogan wasn't doing any of that. That was Hogan. He wasn't celebrating anything. He was probably just, you couldn't even tell. Something just happened. So Scotty is, he doesn't have those emotional reactions to a putt going in or this or that. That's just Scotty.
So Scotty's the Walter Payton.
Well, look.
Because Sweetness just went in and dropped the ball. I mean, that was it.
I mean, yeah. Well, Scott, yeah, I mean, you can use that old coach's line of when you score a touchdown, act like you've been there before.
Right.
Right. And that's, well, okay. It's, Scotty's obviously a genuinely pretty humble guy. I mean, he knows he's good. I'm sure he's got tons of confidence, but he's not, you know, look, Tiger, I would not describe Tiger as, you know, would you say he's humble? Well, not, Tiger wasn't in your face, I'm the best, I'm this or that. You ever hear Tiger say, I'm the best?
No,
ever?
No.
One time?
No.
No. He never said that, did he? Tiger never went there in that way. Tiger just said, you know, I want to win or second stinks or whatever. He wasn't like the ego guy sticking it out there and throwing the gauntlet down. He just kind of, it was just matter of fact, this is how I think and this is what I'm out here to win and that's it. And so in a way he never was like, you know, patting himself on the back like, oh, I'm the guy to beat. I'm the top dog. Nobody's going to touch me. He never did any trash talking like that. Right. He might do some fun trash talking just to mess with somebody like the guys do. But yeah, I mean, Scotty's just, you know, he's a very humble guy. It's just his personality. So,
and yet at the same time, he did say it several times in Masters interviews that when I was there a couple of weeks ago, I hate losing. I want to win so bad and I hate to lose. That, and I think that's something that the best share. You have to have that, right? I mean, you have to have that mentality.
Okay, so I'm not aware of any professional golfer of the hundreds I've been around who doesn't hate to lose. Tell me who. I'm cool with losing.
No, but everybody, I think a lot of people accept the fact that I'm gonna top 20 and they're gonna pay me a lot of money for this and it's a good gig. I mean, there's a lot of
I disagree with that whole. I disagree with the whole mindset that that's special thinking at all. Mm. I don't think that separates you. I don't think that makes. I don't think that's the reason to any degree why somebody's good is because they just. I refuse to lose. So you can refuse to lose and get beat if you're not really good. I don't think it has anything to do with anything.
I don't know. In Moneyball, Billy Beane said he hates losing more than he likes winning, and there's a difference.
I mean, everybody hates to lose. When I caddied and a guy finished second by a shot, it's a terrible feeling when you lose by one shot. That's worse than losing by two shots. Much worse. Because you feel like that one shot, you can go to the 847 different examples, even though you only hit 264 shots, of where you could have made a difference. It's terrible to lose by one shot. It's a terrible feeling. It really is.
Hey, Caddy, before
it feels better to finish fifth by three than it does to lose by one.
Mm.
No question.
Mm. I love that.
Or it doesn't feel as, let me put it this way, it doesn't feel as bad. You can feel better about finishing sixth than losing by one and finishing second. No question. It's terrible. It's terrible. That's a bad thing. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like a bittersweet feeling almost, because you played well. You did well. You're appreciating that. But it's especially probably if you don't win a whole ton, it's worse because you only have so many tries at it. So it's probably even worse if you never have a shot at winning. So I think everybody hates losing. I don't think that as to me, if Scotty goes, I just hate losing, I'm like, okay, yeah. I mean, I hate it when I'm getting in the hit on the head by hail when I walk outside. That's the statement anybody would make. Who doesn't hate losing? Sorry, I'm on a little bit of a roll here.
Scottie Scheffler has twice as many wins this season, four, as rounds of even par, two. He has zero rounds over par. That's from Justin Ray on his Twitter feed, which Justin is. It's another Justin gem, but he's playing that kind of golf, Caddy. He's playing that well right now. Can Scottie Scheffler, can he carry the tour right now that is struggling a little bit? TV ratings are down. There's a lot of discord between, you know, the LIV and the PGA Tour, and it's wearing some fans out. Do you think that Scottie Scheffler can kind of carry that load?
I didn't realize that it was a problem that ratings are down. Isn't streaming way up? Aren't more people watching golf now than have ever watched it before?
Just it's harder to quantify, but I think you're right, especially come the Masters. And that's what we heard from Scott Michaud in the last segment, that he would believe, you know, Augusta would never share those ratings, but there were more people that watched the Masters this year than ever before.
Yeah. I think it's easy for people to, oh, look, the ratings are down on TV. Well, I don't even watch TV anymore. I'm watching YouTube or something on my phone. I hardly ever watch TV. So, and I'm old. So I'm more prone to watch TV than most people watching anything now. So I disagree with that whole rating thing. It's not my business. I don't know anything about it. But if you don't think less people are watching TV and watching something else instead, watching the golf a different way, then you probably aren't paying attention to all the ways to watch golf now that didn't exist 2 years ago.
I like it. He's America's favorite caddy, sitting in for Bob, who's out of town this week. I'm Brian Taylor. Stay tuned. More coming up on the back nine. We got some best of for you. Stay tuned. Thanks to the caddy for coming by. We'll see you on the other side. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. It's up to state governors to decide if the National Guard is needed to subdue anti-Israeli protests on college campuses. That's according to the Biden administration. House Speaker Mike Johnson earlier this week called on President Biden to call the National Guard up after visiting Columbia University. The speaker saying there's an appropriate time for the National Guard if protests aren't contained quickly. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise from Louisiana weighs in on what we're seeing on many college campuses across the country.
I think most people in America are disgusted by what they're seeing on these campuses. And it started by the way they brew their own hatred. A lot of these professors are teaching the hatred in the classroom. They don't make their Jewish students feel safe.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he's raised the issue of China's provocations in the South China Sea during his meetings with China's president. Blinken speaking from Beijing on the last day of his China diplomatic visit.
In today's meetings, I discussed the PRC's dangerous actions in the South China Sea, including against routine Philippine maintenance operations and maritime operations.
Personal income in the United States was up 0.5% in March, in line with what analysts expected. Numbers out Friday from the Bureau of Economic Analysis show the increase accelerated from a 3.3% increase in February. Personal income from assets also saw a growth of 0.1%, primarily due to dividends. Meantime, personal spending saw an 8% increase for the month, beating market expectations. Millions in the central United States are under the threat of severe thunderstorms. The multi-day event is underway and expected to bring large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes to the region. Storms taking place Thursday that caused at least two tornadoes. Major cities that could be hit with multiple rounds of severe thunderstorms include Dallas, Kansas City, Omaha, and Des Moines. USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
President Biden is proposing an over 40% tax rate on the wealthy as Republicans defend former President Donald Trump's tax cuts. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Dan Muser sits on the House Financial Services Committee, and he says President Biden's tax and spend plans won't help the middle class and will only add to inflation.
This administration is tax and spend on steroids. Look at his next year's budget. Look what they've done so far. If it wasn't for a Republican majority, they would have spent another $1 trillion this year.
There's a big difference between 1 and 100. Corey Myers has a humorous details.
Mildred Kirschenbaum is going through her second childhood. She still enjoys traveling at the age of 100, but she often gets mistaken for an unaccompanied minor. Mildred is actually a former travel agent herself, so she understands how it happens. Every time she has to put in the year of her birth, she puts 23, as in 1923, but of course the system thinks it's 2023. She says it happens with several airlines, and the supervisor has to come to see her through security.
A new survey from LawnStarter.com finds that Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Denver, and New York are the top five cities for marijuana tourism. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor with you. Bob Casper is out this week. America's favorite caddy has been sitting in. We've had a really fun first hour talking about Nelly Korda, talking about Scottie Scheffler, and we even dropped a little Frankie in there who went 58 on the Korn Ferry Tour. That's pretty good stuff. So we had some good times in hour number one. Given the fact that Bob's out of town, we are going to drop some of the best stuff from the last couple of weeks here on the back nine, hour number two. Most recently, we had a chance to catch up with Jeff Babineau, recapping the Masters and talking about Scottie's win. Jeff Rude on kind of a state of the game today in the pro golf and the challenges that they have. And then Troy Merritt, we caught up with him from the Honda a few weeks ago, and he shared some great stuff about distances on the PGA Tour and how players know their iron distances and some things. It's kind of a fun conversation with Troy. So that's all coming up here on the back nine. If you want more on our thoughts on Nelly and Scotty, check it out at Real Golf is our Twitter handle, or download Real Golf Radio wherever your favorite podcast is found, and catch up on hour number one of the show. But the caddy is standing by with us still. I think he's on his way to get a little bit of lunch, but Caddy, I just wanted to throw this at you. Nelly Korda, this is a Justin Ray gem. Nelly Korda in stroke play during her five tournament win streak, she's gaining 3.6 strokes per round. 3.6 per round. I mean, that's like, what, 14 shots a week. 76% of greens in regulation. She's 46 under on the par fives, and her scoring average is 68.7. That's unreal stuff.
Yeah, so this is the caddy parking again on if your analytics program is based on tour averages and you want to be average, Nelly's going to kick your butt every week. So you better change that up a little bit. So speaking of the back nine, I was standing in front of the clubhouse at Hoy Lake. Remember the year when it was real dry?
Oh, yeah.
Tiger played the first two rounds with Baldo and he was hitting irons. Yeah. So I'm standing there, and it's a hot afternoon. It's like Tuesday or Wednesday, and Seve's walking by, and he sees me. So he bolts right over, and he wags his finger. He's always wagging his finger when he's about to give you some wisdom. And he's wagging his finger, and he says, "You know, when I was a young man, I would come to the 18th hole, and I would cry because it's last hole to play. Now I am an old man, and when I come to the 9th hole, I cry. Because they make me play nine more holes." Yeah. One of my favorite Seve lines ever.
Oh, that's a beaut. And with that, we will leave you. That is America's favorite caddy joining us here for the Open. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into it. Troy Merritt, Jeff Roo, Jeff Babineau. Stay tuned. A little best of hour number two right here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking Hear to that? Improve your
That's the sound
swing?
Of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make Go with the Agility Cash Dodgers Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash Card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Designed Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and Phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
To beat the
With
best.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get best, three perks.
It takes
like
a standard most aren't
across
used
Hilton's 22 leading
like
hotel
perfecting
brands
our
worldwide
seamless aero design for ultra
to
consistent
Honor
flight.
Silver, free fuel
Innovating
top
new
off
processes
dollar,
to create a hyper-fast soft core. Using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before.
Some of the hottest
With
shows
your standards
of the year.
For
Magenta status
high,
gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value.
Introducing Chrome Tour. The new gold standard.
You've heard me and Bob
if you
talk
need
about
bold
our
banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less, think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. And 61 visit staples.com/print for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
And now, the best.
Rewind. Cue it up.
Of Real Golf Radio. With Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Yeah, you forget about how young and how far all the kids hit it out here. I don't feel young at all.
No?
No, they all got ball speeds 190 and club head speeds 125 and hit it 30 past me. And yeah, 38's old out here.
Hey, but that's you know what though? You've obviously been doing something right because you're still there at 38, which is saying something.
I just bribed the right people.
Okay.
There you go. So tell us about the golf course this week. You said you don't play it much, but tell us about that, that one there at PGA National.
Yeah, it's one I typically take off. Not that I don't like it at all, but I like to play the six on the West Coast, and it was always the one right after that. So it was always a good reason to go back home. But this year, that's not the case. It's a really good challenge, and the rough is down a little bit this year, and they changed number 10 from a 4 to a 5. The stroke average is the same, but, you know, one shot better on the leaderboard is nice. You know, the cut's always even or over par around here, but looking like it's going to be 2 under this week. And it was quite windy this morning. We hit some shots that you just kind of hit, and you hope that it finds land at some point. And this one you can't take any shots off. It's fun watching the boys battle from the comfort of my hotel room. I just wish the breeze was blowing as hard now as it was all morning.
So you're sitting there currently, kind of right on the cut line there at 2 under. You feeling pretty good about that one making it in?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. Feeling a lot better now than when I finished. It was a tough finish. I hit an 8-iron just like I wanted from 138. That flew about 132 and came up short on 17. Didn't get it up and down, and then played 18 smart. Hit a nice tee shot down the middle. Laid up with a beautiful 8-iron. Chipped a pin wedge from 117 right at the flag that went 105 into the bunker, and then made another bogey. And yeah, walked off thinking, oh boy, I hope I didn't just blow one there after hitting shots like I wanted and making bogeys. But it's playing tough enough that it looks like 200 is going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at that 18th hole, and it does look like you played it pretty good. I mean, nice spot off the tee, nice safe right side of the fairway, and then leaving yourself on your second shot there with a good angle in. What happens on those shots? You said you hit it 117, came 105. What was it? Wind? What was it? Just miss? What happens there?
No, yeah, the wind whipping in at about 2:30, 2 o'clock. So 117, I'm chipping a pitching wedge that I normally hit about 142, 143, playing about a 130, 132 shot, coming down right on it, and it goes 105, just got hammered by the wind. It was probably blowing a good 20, 25 at that time, gusting maybe a hair higher when we came through the bear trap, and yeah, the wind just got me on 17 and 18, and I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
So the course, like you said, the rough is down a little bit. Is the course a little, is it dry as far as the greens and those complexes are concerned, or is there still a lot of moisture in the greens to be able to hold shots?
These ones, I always find it hard to get them to hold on the Bermuda. It's usually just because they're so slick and they're so fast, and then they get so crusty that usually it's kind of a splat and release kind of golf course. This morning it was even like that this morning. Nothing real soft, stopping real quick unless you're going into the wind, and you can't play every hole into the wind. But, you know, it's just you really have to control your ball the best you can out here. Hit as many fairways as greens as you can, and just hold on to your hat when the wind is blowing really hard.
Yeah, and back to that 18th, I mean, you're hitting that shot into the wind, but if the wind doesn't hit it, knowing you've got more club than normally, you know, there's a little water on the other side of that one, right, from that angle?
Water right on the other side. And when you have enough club to hit the scoreboard out in the middle of the lake, it really makes you think about what you're doing, and you're taking so much off of a club, and you're just at the mercy of any kind of wind gust that comes across, and then I just caught one at the wrong time.
So you'd rather catch the gust and come up short in the bunker than have it not hit it and watch it sail out into the lake, and everyone's looking at you like, what are you doing, huh?
I'd rather the ball fly at the flag and end up right next to the flag every time.
There you go. See? I like that.
I gave him a would you rather. I gave him two scenarios. He went with the one that you got to think about. Okay, I'm down with that.
Yeah. The one that he was planning for.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you a strategic question, Troy. You mentioned your wedges and how far you can hit it and that kind of thing. The internet was making a big deal about how Scotty, I think TaylorMade maybe had put an ad out or something. And basically Scotty was calling his distances before he even hit him, and they went through the bag, and he was pretty much right on with all of them. Is that as kind of unique as what it looks like for most of us amateurs that he's dialed in on those numbers, or is that pretty standard for tour pros? That's the first part. And then the second part is how often are you trying to hit your full shot distance, especially with your scoring clubs like your wedges, or are you dialing those back? Do you typically go 3/4 or back it off with wedges into greens and things like that?
Well, part one of your 7-minute question, last week, good example, even though Titleist sent me 2 emails to make sure that I bring golf balls to Mexico, I left my golf balls in Boise. So all I had available were the 2023 Pro Vs, and I play the 19. So it was a brand new golf ball for me. So I did just a little bit of number testing to make sure that it was going as far as I wanted. I hit an 8-iron on the driving range that day. It was into the wind. Normally hit my 8-iron 172 into the wind. The Titleist rep asked me how far that one went. I said I probably went 155, and it went 155. He said, normally how far would it go? I'd say 172. He said it went 172.2, I think he said. And then he said, well, hit a six iron. So I hit a six iron into the wind. He said, how far did that go? I said, it looked like it went about 175. He said, yep, went 175. He said, how far does it usually go? I said, it usually goes 192, 193. He said, yep, it would have gone 192.6. So the tour guys have their numbers dialed down pretty much to the yardage through the bag. Doesn't matter what it is. And like I said, this week, especially when control is such a premium, rarely are you hitting a shot 100% with an iron. You're trying to control it as much as possible. And, you know, typically when you're playing into the wind, right to left wind or left to right wind, especially any kind of hurt, you might take one extra club and really control that flight. And you're not obviously hitting it then 100%. You know, you might be chipping shots at 75, 80% just to make sure you control the trajectory and the distance.
And so our listeners understand when you're talking about numbers like that, you're talking about carry distance, not carry and roll distance, correct?
Always, always carry distance. You always want to know how far the ball flies. And then, you know, based on, you know, conditions, you know, green conditions, wind conditions, if you're playing from the fairway, the rough, then you can try to figure out how far that ball is going to release, whether it's forwards or backwards. But you always want to know how far the ball will carry, and you want your land numbers to be spot on.
Hey, Troy, we appreciate you taking some time. So you're playing this week. What's on tap for you the next few weeks on your schedule?
Just going to continue to let it roll. I got Puerto Rico next week, and then I'll play in the Players in 2 weeks. And then I've got Valspar over in Tampa. I'm going to take Houston off and then play the Valero in San Antonio, not in the Masters currently. And then we've got four in a row right after the Masters. Initially, I was going to play all 11 out of those 12 weeks, but my oldest son reminded me that I'll be gone for a long time. I'll miss all of football season and spring break. So I'm going home for spring break and watching some football and not going to go to Houston.
I like it.
There you go.
Good job being a dad. Troy, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Wishing you the best of luck this weekend, and we'll catch up to you again real soon.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Go Hawks.
There you go. All right. I like that. We didn't even talk about Caitlin either. So if we had some more time, we probably would have done that. Two-time winner Troy Merritt joining us here on Real Golf Radio.
It's the best.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
You want to make sure now. Going and to get save the best up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure.
I went through the call decision the Hotel making process now about getting and get LASIK instant access to rates too low to publish. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciate the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology, and I knew.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156.
800-292-6156.
That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
I'm just curious what your thoughts are in the current state of professional golf.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts. One, the umbrella thought I have is, you know, been around the tour for a half century, having caddied out there in 1974 as a summer job. My interest in professional golf has never been lower than it is right now. So I'm about as big of a tour junkie as you could find. I mean, you know, I covered it for over 30 years. Went to, you know, over 100 majors. I watch every minute of every major. And so the whole thing has kind of turned me off. Okay. I'm not a big fan of you know. Now, Taylor Gooch probably should have gotten in the Masters last year, right? Wasn't that the controversy? Yeah. He was good enough to get in. He didn't get in. You know, I think, you know, I mean, to say that he would, Rory would have an asterisk on the Grand Slam if he won without, no, that's just silly. It's silly. But the point that he does make that I think, and I've said this before, I think maybe in your show, I think it's really important that the majors get real. They need to get real. They need to invite, they need to give more sponsors exemptions because of this loophole with LIV. Okay. You know, Dustin Johnson, well, you know, I mean, he won an Open and a Masters, so he's always going to go to the Masters. And, you know, there's a fair amount of Masters champions in LIV that will always go. But the majors need to give the top players exemption, regardless of what tour they're playing.
And I guess Masters...
So they need to adjust.
Yeah. And the Masters did that, right, with an invitation. Joaquin Neiman, for instance, earned that spot.
They did,
right?
Yeah. I applaud Fred Ridley for doing it. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So he won that event and played really well over a period of time, and winning on the Asian or the Australasian tour. And because of that, he merited that exemption. But it's kind of interesting that, you know, a league, LIV Golf, decides to make a breakaway and promise their guys that they're going to get world golf ranking points, and now they're not getting world golf ranking points, and they expect the PGA Tour and the world of golf and professional golf to move to them and them not move to what they need to do to get the world ranking points and being on all the majors.
Was that promise put in on paper?
It's been commented by two or three players now that are playing with the LIV Golf League and said that that's what they were promised from the beginning.
But whether that was contractual or not, Jeff, I don't know. I haven't read that.
Yeah, well, if it's contractual, it's breach of contract.
Right.
So, you know.
My guess is it was Norman making some promises.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if they went to 72 holes, would they get world ranking points?
Be closer. That's one of the boxes that they want them to check.
Right.
Yeah, and have more opportunities come in and out of the league or people to qualify for the league.
Right. Yeah. You know, the other thing about LIV golf, and again, you know, it, you know, I don't, I don't object to guys taking money. I mean, where else is Pat Perez going to get $10 million? Or somebody told me that Perez last year averaged 74 and made $7 million. I mean, that's just cuckoo money. That's there's no business model for it. It's just, you know, the Saudis with the bottomless pit of oil money willing to pay that. And it's, you know, I mean, we've never seen anything like that. And so, John Rahm obviously was the big one, Cam Smith before that, and Koepka, although Koepka, you know, was in a slump when he signed. He had backslid a little bit before rising back up. But it's one thing to take the money. It's another thing you got to play with nobody watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where would you rather play in big events where there are people watching and cheering and where you're feeling the love, where you're connecting with people? I mean, just because they go to LIV doesn't mean that people have to watch it. I mean, I've watched part of one tournament. It doesn't appeal to me. And this business about growing the game, you know, that whole thing that, you know, in the first year or two, I mean, just again, let's get real. I mean, you know, put down the crack pipe. You're not growing the game. There's only one thing a touring pro can do to grow the game. There's only one thing professional golf can do to grow the game. Only one thing. And that's to get the top players to play against each other more often. Okay.
Yeah.
And now the top players are playing against each other four times a year. Okay. All of the top players. When you throw in the top players from LIV with, the top players from the PGA Tour. So no, it's fractured. It's the game is fractured. And so this grow the game thing, give me a break. Go sell crazy somewhere else.
I love it.
Your thoughts about Anthony Kim jumping back in and deciding that he's going to play, and he's playing in his first event on LIV Golf as well.
Yeah, I don't really have any thoughts. I knew AK back, when he was in his prime. I enjoyed being around him. I thought he was interesting. You know, I remember doing a story on him in around 2006. It was right before the, I think the Super Bowl in 2006. He used to stay up all night, you know, talking with friends and stuff. I enjoyed his company. He was a different guy. But has he been relevant in 16 years since the 2008 Ryder Cup? I don't know that he has. So, the major championships, the majors turn me on. Okay. So the Capital One hit and giggle, the lesser events, don't really appeal to me. And so Anthony Kim playing an LIV event doesn't, you know, good for him, but that doesn't mean I have to watch.
Jeff Rude joining us here on Real Golf Radio. That's interesting. You mentioned the Capital One. I'm assuming you're talking about the match with the LPGA players and the PGA Tour players that play. They came out and said it was the lowest rated that they've ever had in that, ninth edition. And I can't say that I watched the entire thing. I like the premise of it. I even like more so that getting the ladies and the guys together. I think the more we do that, the better. You talk about growing the game. That, to me, that might be a little bit of an effort there. Right. So I was bummed out to see that it had lesser ratings than some of the other ones. But I just curiously, that one wasn't something that just jumped out, and that wasn't must watch for you. You don't necessarily need to see the players out there just screwing around, having fun. You're more about, you know, high level, you know, competition is what I'm hearing from you.
Real competition that makes guys nervous, that makes guys sweat, that makes guys not sleep at night, you know, that makes guys yell at their caddy on the range before a Sunday of a major championship final round. I mean, you know what? Yeah. I mean, stuff that matters. I mean, you know, what does the final round of the LIV mean other than, you know, $4 million? I mean, So, no. it doesn't. But, it, you know, I didn't even, here's how out of it I am. I didn't even know the Capital One thing was going on the other night until I got a text from somebody saying, are you watching this? Or made a reference to it. And had I known about it, I actually might have turned it on simply to watch Rose Zhang flake off.
Right.
Out of curiosity.
See, and I think that was actually something, for whatever reason, they didn't promote it like they have in years past. That's the comments that I'm hearing more often than anything else, is that we didn't know about it. There was no promotion. So that's unfortunate for whatever reason. Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, Jeff, and we don't, you know, we've got a lot coming up. Obviously the Players is not far away, but the Masters is on the horizon. Right. I know for you, that was a special one, as it is for Bob and me as well. I guess when you think about the Masters, what is it about the Masters in your mind that is just makes it such a great event?
Oh, wow. A whole bunch of reasons. You know, it's history. It's the feel that you get there. You know, it just feels important. It's the toughest ticket in sports. I mean, throw that in the crock pot. You know, the golf course, the fact that, you know, the Players care so much about it. I mean, that creates the value of a golf tournament is how much do the Players care about it. And so, you know, to me, you know, yes. And the Masters is, what was the old line? I can't remember who wrote it, you know, decades ago. You know, the Masters is fun and the U.S. Open is work. You know, it's the whole back nine feeder, you know, those golf holes. So there's a whole bunch of different reasons.
I assume and you'll be tuned in watching that.
Well, every minute of it, minute of it. And I want to buy two tickets because my girlfriend wants to go. She's never been. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to buy two tickets. If you guys have any ideas, direct message me. But, I've never been there as a patron on a Sunday, which would kind of be a cool thing to go out there and on a Sunday. But the other thing about the Masters is why it's so good is we used to have to wait 8 months to get to it from the August PGA Championship to April. Now we have to wait 9 months from the British Open in July to April. So that's another reason. I mean, we missed the majors now for 9 months. So throw that in the crock pot.
I love it. You got the juices going, man, as you always do. Thanks so much for taking some time. It's always, like I said, it's just always good to hear your voice. And we appreciate the, you know, we're 25 years of doing Real Golf Radio this year. And you certainly were one of the guys that was instrumental in helping us out along the way. So we appreciate that. And it's great to have you on. Hopefully we'll be able to do it again.
Well, I'd love to do it. And again, as I said before, you guys have an open invitation. Come down here to Orlando and play golf with me. I've got a guest room with your name on it.
Oh, I like
you
that.
You got it.
I like
Sounds
that.
Good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. That'd I got to move great. Up a tee right, with guys. You. I'm going to be a senior golfer, so I'm coming up there.
All right.
So.
All right. Enjoy. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. There you go. Jeff Rue joining us right here on Real Golf Radio.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
So we've talked about a few things today, and I find it interesting when you look at the ratings were down and Scottie Scheffler sort of walked in the park coming down the stretch, if you will, that there's some people that are disappointed in that. I think there's obviously excitement when it's back and forth down the stretch they come, but I think it's pretty rare where you see a number one player in the world that's expected to win, that actually goes on to win and performs in just exactly how everybody expects him to, and just to sprinkles greatness all on us and we get to witness it. To me, that's actually really special. Maybe it lacks a little drama down the last couple of holes, but I thought it was super cool. I was just curious what your thoughts were on how this one all worked, finished out.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go back to 2005 when you had a pre-tournament favorite who actually won. So it's not easy to do. And that, you know, that was Tiger. You look at Scheffler now, twice has been number one and won a green jacket. The only other guy to do that twice was Tiger. So, you know, you're throwing Scottie Scheffler in a lot of sentences with Tiger Woods these days. But I'm with you. I mean, I was kind of buckling up for this wild, close finish. With all these guys, you know, firing, and you know the second nine on Sunday at Augusta when we see the eagles and birdies and all that stuff, and I mean, he had three big mistakes from these guys. I mean, four if you count an extra double from Morikawa, and Scheffler doing all the right things, and all of a sudden you had this runaway. So it just, I think the ending was a little shocking to the system because I think you expect, or I did at least, I expected to see this really go down to the wire, look so good with 10 holes left, and we had a kind of a walk away.
You know, what's kind of interesting also is that, you know, it was a walk away, but it was close for a lot of the front nine, especially after the ninth hole. And then Scottie Scheffler made, what, three or four birdies on the back nine and shot three under par. Every time he went for the green on 13 and 15, I was like sitting at the front of my seat. My stomach was churning. I was nervous for him and everything. And he just went about it like normal business.
Yeah. I mean, they had a decision to make on 13, right? It would have been odd to see him lay up with them. They had a little 200 and change to the front. And Ted Scott told him, you know, hey, man, yeah, we're going for it. Do what you do. I mean, that's what he does. You're the best ball striker in the world. So, you know, they did what they did. He makes the birdie there, 14, he makes birdie. And
yeah, then he's just pulling away at that point. We're figuring out who might win second. But as close as that was, you know, you had four guys tied on the first nine. Four guys tied for lead on Sunday, which is really exciting. And in the end, you have when Aberg finishes four back, and the rest of the guys are at least seven back. So it's kind of amazing how Scotty's one of those guys that has that gear and just slowly can pull away. And he just does all the right things. I kind of roll my eyes when I hear people call him boring. I mean, if you're bored watching him play golf, you're kind of bored with greatness because he really does it in a special way. He doesn't make the mistakes. He's such a high golf IQ. And when he gets the putter going, he's perfect right now. He's pretty unbeatable right now.
So, Jeff, when you and to your point, what you're saying there is this is a guy that's racked up nine wins, a pair of Masters, a pair of Players, a pair of APIs, pair in Phoenix. I mean, he's racked up all these wins, and he's racking them up at certain places. And that sure sounds a lot like a guy that won 82 times recently in Tiger Woods, sort of had his places, and he dominated and did what he needed to do. He's like he's unlocked this code, and he's won early. And all this has been in the last, what, 3.5 years, which is just it's crazy.
Yeah, started 22, right? So less than that. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The one stat that kind of hit me coming out is I think they threw out a stat that Scotty hasn't won after the Masters.
Right.
So if you think about it, like the year he won in 22, the Masters was his fourth win. This time it was his third win. So his seasons have kind of been, front-loaded, wins in Phoenix, stuff like that. So that's kind of interesting. So you want to see him. Certainly he played well enough on the back end of last year to win a few times, and just, he had some poor putting weeks or kind of off putting weeks. So, he does so many things great. I think his putting really stands out when he's not knocking down all these 12 footers, but he's looking at them all day. So he's not going to knock them all down. And certainly he made big putts, right? He made the big putt at 8. That was huge. He didn't have to putt at 9. He almost holds it for 2. And then he makes a big putt at 10. So he's making, he made a big putt at 13 a day earlier when he was kind of spinning his wheels a little bit early on that second nine. So he makes, if he doesn't make all the, six footers he's looking at, he makes a lot of big, pivotal, momentum-keeping putts. And that's the sign of a really good player.
So, he's going to be going through some changes here pretty soon with his family, with his wife having a baby, that kind of thing. How do you think that's going to affect him? Good or bad, as far as his game's concerned?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, I'm really impressed with Scheffler and how, I think the word Rory used talking about him was uncluttered. And I really think he keeps it simple. You look at the guys who finished first and second last week, and they're two of the guys who keep the game as simple as you possibly could keep it, right? I mean, Scotty's seen the same swing guy since he was 7 years old. Randy Smith. He's not messing around with swings and this and that. And it was a big deal for them to welcome Phil Kenyon onto the team to help with the putting. That was a big move because it was always just Scotty and Randy. And Aberg reminds me of the same. I mean, he's just such a refreshingly simple guy. They don't get in their own way. And then you got a guy like Rory who's got all the talent in the world and he's wondering how he's going to come into the tournament. This year he's going to practice more. This year he's going to play leading in. Next year he isn't. He's the last guy to register. If you notice his caddy wore number 89, that means they registered even after Akshay Bhatia, who won the previous Sunday. So, you can overthink it sometimes. And I just like the way that some of these guys who are playing best, the message all these other players should get is they don't make it that complicated. So in the end, it's just golf. And it's Scotty Scheffler, it's just golf. It's a big tournament, but next week's a big tournament too. They're all big to him. And I love the way that he keeps it like that, and he's ready to go again today.
Jeff Babineau joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So you mentioned Rory. He was a big story coming in. 10 years, his opportunity to complete the career Grand Slam. The PGA Championship returns to Valhalla, the last place he won a major championship. What is your take on Rory? And, Tiger says without a doubt, Rory's going to get that Masters, but you know, that's somebody that has respect for him. And what else would Tiger say at this point? But yeah. what do you expect? I mean, how small is that window starting to look at this point?
Well, I mean, I guess it gets a little smaller every year, right? I mean, he puts a lot of pressure on himself, but I've always maintained, I try to take the long game view on it. I always maintain he's got to get it somewhere. I mean, look at some of the, you know, you look at Olafable won two Masters, one of them after he pretty much was done with golf. Marco Mira won one at 41. Right. Maybe when the expectations are a little less for him, that's when he's going to step through the door and do it, you know. And I expect him to get right back in the major mix, back in Valhalla. He's going to have good feelings there, winning in 14. You know, that was a great run he had when he won the Open Championship, and I think he won maybe at Firestone and won at Valhalla right in a row. And at the time, I remember him talking, he was hitting balls one day, getting all tangled up, and at the time it just registered in his head, just look at your target and go, and he just simplified things. And went on this big three tournament run. So, you know, everything's in there. It's all inside him. You just got to kind of bring it out and stop getting in his own way. And, you know, the driver will be a good weapon at Valhalla, as it is with a lot of these guys. And Rory will get back in there. And he'll get his major. He'll get the Masters one of these days. But the place just, it's one of those places that can keep you at arm's length for a while. And some guys that never did give in. And so I think he will get it, but it's just never going to be easy.
What do you think the ceiling is? Like you see, you were talking about Oberg and how simply makes things. What do you think his ceiling is, considering just a year ago, he was 3,000 in the world. He just graduated from college. He's won two or three times now, and he's like ninth or eighth in the world. How fast did that happen? And what do you think going forward is that going to be like for him?
I think that kid's got the world ahead of him, really. I mean, he looks awesome. He's, you know, played in the Ryder Cup before he played in the major. Just hugely impressive. His driver is such a weapon. I'm watching him at Harbortown today, hit driver on all these holes and skinny corridors. And just, I think he hit eight or nine fairways. I mean, it's such a weapon. And he's got a great ceiling, but I've always, you got to kind of put a throttle on it a little bit, because you look at just last fall, this game is fleeting, right? And form is fleeting. Victor Hovland's going to be the next number one in the world, really. I mean, he's on that trajectory. And now where is he? He's just a kid up there that's completely lost. I mean, he's messed around with a lot of things he's having success with. And he's lost right now, and he'll find it. But that golf puts you through those spells. So it's hard to, you know, you want to sit here and say Scottie Scheffler's going to win five and six green jackets. And who knows, he might. But who knows what his form's going to be in 24 months, too. So it's just, golf's like that. When you're playing as well as he is and hitting the ball the way he is and on this great run, you better take advantage of it, because it sure can leave you fast.
Yeah. Hey, Babs, I know we're short on time, but I wanted to ask you about Tiger, because, you know, he gets the 24 consecutive cuts and makes it to the weekend, and then obviously not what we're used to seeing out of Tiger Woods. What's your feeling on him? And, you know, his comments afterwards were probably as honest and as I've ever heard him at all, when he talks about finishing basically last of those that made the cut and saying it was a good week and, you know, something to build on and that kind of thing. I mean, you would never hear him say that before. Where is he at right now in your mind, and what should the fans expect from Tiger going forward?
Well, I think he liked the fact that he played four rounds. I know that. But, I mean, yeah, finishing dead last at the Tiger Woods is not where you want to be. And I can't think he enjoys that. I think it's cool that he brought Charlie up there and got to share Sunday on the practice area with him. But he doesn't want to finish 60th. That's not how he's built. He's not built as a ceremonial guy. You know, Arnold could do it. Arnold could play and smile with the crowd and wave and enjoy it. I don't see Tiger doing that. I don't think Jack ever enjoyed doing that, showing up when he wasn't going to be real competitive. So I don't know how long Tiger will want to do this. Maybe he wants to keep his game fresh to give the Champions Tour a run in a couple of years and give that a little stretch, right? I mean, he can ride around the cart
really do some damage out there and really have a huge effect on that tour. So I don't know how long he wants to stay at these majors and finish in 60th. I can't imagine he'd want to do that too long.
Yeah, no question. He did say he loves it still, which is something. Hey, last thing on the ratings. What was your thoughts with the ratings being down? Do you think that's just a way that, you know, people are digesting media these days differently than just regular television? Or do you think this is some fatigue on the fans' part with all this, you know, fracturing of professional golf?
Yeah, I think it's a little of both. It's a big combination. It's almost like, you know, why do players hit it so far these days? And you want to, you know, a lot of people just point to a golf ball when it's, they're in better physical shape, they're better physical specimens, the turf is firmer. There's all kinds of reasons that go into it besides a singular thing. And I think that's, you know, without studying it a whole lot, but just kind of the feel you have, I think it's a little bit fractured right now at the top of golf. That turns some people off. And I do think, as you say, it's how people consume this, right? I mean, I finally got with the times and cut the cord a couple of weeks ago, and I watch things differently now. People are watching on Masters.com. I don't know how you're credited with things like that. And there's 9 million channels on television and options and streaming options. So I think people, how they consume things is different. But I do think partly it's the fan that's a little tired of golf being messed up at the top. It's zooming everywhere else. And it's not great at the top right now until they figure things out. So that's the message to them, to get this thing figured out sooner than later.
Mm, yeah, I think you're right. By the way, what was your favorite sandwich this year at Augusta?
I went with an early chicken salad just for a little change of pace, but my egg salad's the go-to.
Yeah. That chicken, you know, salad's the, not bad, though, huh?
Oh, chicken salad's not good.
Bad. A couple of hot dogs here and there, but the...
Really?
You know, the pimento cheese at the end of my bench, he never gets called into the game. I'm an egg salad guy, you know.
I'm with you on that.
Faithful.
I'm with you. So you actually did some hot... You know, I've never done a hot dog there.
Yeah, I do a couple hot dogs. Throw a little... Got to have some relish on. Not as good as the ballpark, but you got to mix it up. I'm here for like 14 days. Got to mix it up a little.
No doubt.
Well, you're the best, man. It was so good to see you, as always. It's a pleasure to be there in that same room with you, and a nice job on good work. And we'll catch up with you again at Valhalla.
Great to see you, boys. And thanks for giving me a nice little Masters hoodie I wear around and think of you guys every time I put it on.
Oh, see, it's worth it right there. That's all we ask for. A little thought from you. Well, that's some good Babs karma coming our way, so we like
it. That's right.
Thank you for listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.